Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Depression to Drive. Today's episode is all about building resilience through something that sounds a little fluffy at first. Forgiveness and self-compassion. Now, before you click off thinking this is another, be positive, pep talk, stick with me for a sec. I promise it gets real. Think about it, life throws curveballs. Big ones, relationship breakdowns, job losses, health scares, the whole shebang. And in those moments, it's easy to get stuck wallowing in anger, resentment, or even self-blame. It's like we're holding on to these negative emotions like they're our lifeline. But what if I told you that letting go, forgiving others, and most importantly, ourselves, could be the key to bouncing back stronger than ever? All right, let's break it down into five key takeaways to really get this sinking in. 1. Holding on to grudges is like drinking poison and waiting for the other person to die. Seriously, it hurts you way more than them. It keeps you stuck in a cycle of negativity, draining your energy and preventing you from moving forward. Ever notice how anger can feel like a heavy weight pulling you down? Forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened. It's about releasing that burden so you can breathe again. 2. Self-compassion is not weakness, it's strength. We beat ourselves up for our mistakes, but imagine treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend who messed up. Think of it like this. Everyone stumbles, it's part of being human. Instead of berating yourself, acknowledge your imperfections, learn from them, and move on with grace. 3. Forgiveness is a process, not a switch you flip. It takes time to work through anger, resentment, and hurt. Be patient with yourself, and don't expect it to happen overnight. Think of it like peeling back layers of an onion. Each layer requires gentle handling and time to release. 4. Practice gratitude, seriously. Focusing on the good things in your life can shift your perspective and help you cultivate a more positive outlook. Start a gratitude journal, take a few moments each day to appreciate the little things, or simply say, thank you, more often. 5. Connect with others who understand. Sharing your struggles with trusted friends, family, or even a therapist can be incredibly therapeutic. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Talking it out and connecting with others who have walked similar paths can provide invaluable support and perspective. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you had a close friend who let you down big time. They broke a promise, betrayed your trust, or hurt you deeply. You're fuming. It feels like the betrayal is etched onto your soul. But then, over time, you start to realize that holding onto this anger is poisoning you more than them. You choose to forgive them, not because you condone their actions, but because you recognize that holding onto that resentment is only hurting yourself. You learn to let go of the hurt and move forward, stronger and wiser. This might sound like a simple concept, but trust me, it's incredibly powerful. Forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting or condoning what happened. It means choosing to release the negativity and free yourself from its grip. It's about taking back your power and focusing on healing and growth. Remember, building resilience is an ongoing journey, not a destination. There will be setbacks and challenges along the way, but by cultivating forgiveness and self-compassion, you can navigate those tough times with grace and emerge stronger than ever before. So, I challenge you, start small today. Forgive someone who has wronged you, even if it's just yourself. Practice a little self-compassion and acknowledge your own imperfections. And remember, you are not defined by your mistakes. You are defined by how you choose to move forward. Go out there, be kind to yourself, and keep driving towards a brighter future. And hey, if this episode resonated with you, don't forget to share it with someone who might need a little boost of resilience. Let's keep spreading the good vibes.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.